Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to guide and support us during these times of ascension, of awakening, and to support us in embodying, integrating, remembering our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy, and sound healer. And I am your guide for this sound activation. A little bit of housekeeping before we get started. This is an energy healing. Sound healings are energy healings. And because they are energy healings, it is very important to create a sacred intention and a sacred space around yourself when we are partaking in this sound activation. So I encourage you to light some incense, maybe burn a little bit of rosemary, some thyme, have a nice cup of tea, light a candle, whatever makes you feel like you're about to enter sacred space. Also, if you are operating heavy machinery or driving, please do not listen to this. Do not engage in the meditation portion. You can listen to this in the background, that's fine. But to get the full effect, I really encourage you to do the full meditation and see what opens up for you. And one last bit of housekeeping. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio or YouTube, I'm not sure what other platforms also intersperse advertisements in the body of the podcast episode, but if you know that the version of the platform that you use cuts in with advertisements, please listen to this on rss.com on the RSS feed. Listen to this on my website. You can listen to it for free as many times as you want. No advertisements. There is a very important reason why I mention that you be mindful of advertisements being interspersed into the body of this sound activation. When you engage in a sound activation in an energy healing, you are opening your energetic field to receive higher frequencies, to receive wisdom, to receive alignment with the divine. And if you have squirrely information coming in, some advertisement telling you that you need this or you're lacking that, that defeats the purpose. So please listen to this on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. Okay? And with that, this sound activation is the companion episode to the episode on womb healing and creation. If you haven't listened to this, I encourage you to take a listen after this sound activation, so you can fully receive the downloads. So all you need to do to receive the sound activation is open yourself to receive. Set your intention, lay down or be seated, however it is that you feel comfortable. This will go on for about another hour, and it will take you places, and I can't wait. So let's get started. Long deep breathing, closing your eyes, allowing your breath to come to a comfortable rhythm. And if you notice that your breath is a little shallow, it's maybe a little high up in your chest, bring it down to your womb space, bring it down to your yesod. Beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill our being with your breath of life as you nourish our spirit with your gentle breeze. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. So I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation. I call upon these waters to teach us the wisdom of water, teach us ease, flow, abundance, bless us with fertility, creation, creativity, healing, nurturing. So I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy. Guide us into deeper intuition. Bless us with emotional clarity, with wisdom, with alignment with the deepest parts of our inner knowing, our intuition. Awaken within us deep wisdom and reverence for the divine feminine. Bless us with healing, emotional clarity, deeper intuition. Allow us to receive the messages and support us in taking aligned action. Call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. As I call in the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra, I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, transmuting, alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, of alchemy, of transmutation. Bless us with hope, with passion, with courage and strength. As I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth and wisdom, I call in your fiery and passionate energy. Guide us into deeper truth. Illuminate our paths forward today and every day. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Huba, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with your soul essence. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater harmony, reverence, and alignment with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet. Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective and courageous energy. Ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. As I call upon El Shaddai, purify our physical vessel and bless bless our creations. I call in our angels and guides, the spirit guides of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, light, healing. I call in our ancestors, our lineage, those ancestors who wish to be healed and those who are in healed space. I call in Mary Magdalene, Kala Messiah, Yeshua Messiah, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sara Tamar, daughter of the Magdalene and Yeshua, Princess of the Day. The Pleiadian frequencies of healing, of love, of nurturing. I call in the matriarchs. I call in the energies of the moon and the womb. Our star brothers and sisters, the Sirians, Arcturians, Lyrans, Andromedans, our star brothers and sisters. I call in Yohanan the Baptizer, purifier of the sacred waters of creation of our sexual energy. Bless us with the ability to purify the waters and the fire of our womb, activating the serpent energy, channeling it into the light, into the heart space, to unite with the sacred dove, the Shekhinah, as I call upon the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, the divine frequency, the divine face of God, Allah. Envisioning the golden light of Shekhinah streaming in through the top of your head, through the crown, the Heter, clearing your connection to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, allowing the golden waters of Shekhinah, of the Holy Spirit, to flow into the Chesed and the Gevura, the Sefirot, corresponding to the throat, to your seat of expression, of communication, of speaking your truth in a way that is aligned with your soul. and the Kathars to guide us in the way of love. Shedding any imprints. Poverty vows. the space of our yesod, our womb. And from here, envisioning a golden umbilical cord of brilliant golden energy. Extending downwards from the yesod. Crystalline womb space of Gaia at her core, at her center. See and feel your golden energy, your golden umbilical cord connecting you to the womb of Gaia, to her sacred crystalline womb space. Feel her love. Feel her supporting you. brothers and sisters, the Lyrans, the Sirians, the Arcturians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love. In gratitude to Mary Magdalene and Yeshua Messiah, Kala Messiah, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarat Tamar, Yohanan the Baptist, our ancestors who wished for healing in this space, and our ancestors in healed space. In gratitude to the golden light of the Shekhinah, to the energies of the moon and the womb, to the directions, the north, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, the south, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nukhra, Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, we give thanks. In gratitude to the golden flowing waters of the Shekhinah, to the frequencies of the diamond white light of Gaia, of Pachamama. Wiggling your fingers and your toes once more as you open your eyes, all parts of your being present in this moment, in the here and now. Amen. Ahava. I thank you so much for joining me for this beautiful sound activation. Feel free to check out the womb and creation episode that is the companion to this episode. There are a lot of downloads and wisdom in that episode, so I encourage you to take a listen. If you enjoyed this, don't hesitate to follow me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram at Aria Lara, AuraLara, or at Hold the Shekhinah, HoldTheShekhinah. You can also find me on YouTube. And if you feel called to book a sound healing or an energy healing session or a womb healing session, please feel free to check out the links below. And as always, revisit this as needed. Make sure you take the time to ground, to eat nourishing foods, drink plenty of water. These frequencies will be working in your field for the next few days. So be mindful of your dreams, be mindful of what comes up. Everything that comes up is what needs to be healed at this time. So let's let go of any anger or judgment or shame we may feel when these things come up, and just recognize them for what they are. They are little beacons lighting our way, showing us where we need to pay attention, where we need to bring in more light and more healing. I thank you for your time and your attention. If you enjoyed this, of course, please also follow, subscribe, give this a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and always share. If you know someone who would benefit from these beautiful frequencies, please share. It's very important to share. Have a blessed day, happy day of the goddess, and I will see you.